nine, Frank and Elva Bennett, north of Yacht Basin Road, being lot two within Ray's Acres Development. They're seeking a variance from the side yard setback requirement. State your full name and address.
Elva Francis Bennett, 614 Atlantic Avenue, Millville.
Millville?
Yeah, but I want to put a house on the lot down Yacht Basin Road.
That's okay. I just need your address.
Okay.
Franklin Bennett, 616 Atlantic Avenue, Millville, Delaware.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
I do.
I can tell that.
Mr. Chairman, I will not be participating as conflict of interest.
Okay.
I represent my mother. She's asking to put a 60-foot wide house on lot two, and she's asking for a side variance. I own the lot next to it, which is lot number one. If you're looking at the drawing, we did make a change, not for the sides, but we did ask, and it should be in the, it should be on your copy that it's been initialed and approved by planning and zoning to move the house from 31 back to 52 foot. That's moving it back, keeping the side, asking for the same variance on the sides.
You know, those lots are, Mr. Banner, are awful. They're 69 and a half.
Correct.
Right. And when I went down there to look and did some research on it, it's a GR section, in other words, general residential.
Correct.
There isn't any variances during that. The people have built within those restrictions in those 69.5. I feel it would benefit yourself if you explained to the board why you need to put the house in.
What she wants is she wants this 60-foot wide house, and she doesn't want to put it where it would be turned sideways. She wants the front door to the front, which would face the road, the rear door to the back, which would face the water, instead of having the house turned on its side where her front door would look to the neighboring property and back to the east property.
The lot's 224 feet deep. Why wasn't a house designed to fit the setback requirements?
Well, she's not built the house or anything like that. She's just asking for the approval to do this.
Is it a stick-built house or a modular?
Modular. It would be a triple wide.
So with that type of dwelling that your mother is looking at, what variations in size is available besides 60? It's probably pretty well set at 60 foot.
There are some smaller in width, which is 48, 50 foot. Is that right?
Really?
But it wouldn't give her the square footage that she wanted, her three bedrooms.
Are there any improvements on the lot right now?
No, it is a vacant lot. Actually, there the when you say improvements, it has a, to the rear of the lot on the water is a boathouse.
Who's on the other side of her?
To the east side is Shirley Stone.
Do you have any problem with it?
Not that we're aware of. We've talked to her about it, and she did get her letter that was sent from Planning and Zoning about what was going on, so she is aware of it. I own the other side, the west side.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. Burton?
Rick, is there no other variance in there at all?
No. There's one, if you go down to You see parcel 275, if you pick it on up at 76, 77, look it down to 85, you'll see there was once a variance in there. And I believe that was a front yard variance.
Front yard.
Okay. But all the other lots, no. And that was on, I see it there, it's lot number 89, as they have it mentioned here, but not the parcel. It's lot 89. 19, I'm sorry, 19. Looked like an 8 to me.
Are all the lots full?
Yes.
Yes.
They're all,
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Are they of older dwellings?
Older dwellings, yes. Probably there is one, maybe 3 years old. But the others are probably built 1950s.
I mean, are most of them modular or?
Stick built and mobile home, one or two mobile homes.
You're in a flood zone, aren't you, there?
Yes.
That's
so would you say with the age of the majority of the dwellings there, the characteristics of those ages were of a more narrower dwelling?
Narrower, yes, but taller. Some of them are two stories. The neighboring house is two-story.
This proposed dwelling, a single-story?
Yes. Yes.
Are you going to be able to maintain the flood requirements with if the board sees?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, most definitely.
Mr. Mills, do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Here's one.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion on case number 9789, I believe it's unique in the sense that it's a small lot. It will alter the essential character of the neighborhood and is a minimal variance to afford.
And a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, a second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 9789. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Case number 979.